Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Wisdom Warriors. If you're anything like me, you've probably tripped, stumbled, or flat-out face-planted a few times in your life. We all have those moments where we feel like we're failing miserably, right? But guess what? Those failures, as they are often called, can be the ultimate stepping stones to becoming mentally tougher than ever before. Today, we're diving deep into how stoicism can help you build resilience through failure and mistakes because trust me, it's not about avoiding those bumps in the road, it's about learning to navigate them like a champ. Stoicism isn't about being some emotionless robot, okay. It's actually about understanding your emotions, accepting what you can't control, and focusing on what you can control. Your own thoughts and actions. And when it comes to bouncing back from setbacks, that's pure gold. So, let me give you 5 key takeaways that'll help you become a true wisdom warrior in the face of adversity. First off, reframe your perspective. Instead of seeing a mistake as a personal defeat, view it as an opportunity for growth. Think of those failures like data points, valuable information that can help you adjust your course and make smarter decisions next time. You know that feeling when you finally figure out what went wrong after messing something up? That's your aha moment, the chance to learn and level up. Next, focus on what's in your control. Ever feel overwhelmed by a situation that seems totally out of your hands? Stoicism teaches us to differentiate between what we can influence and what we can't. You can't control other people's actions or the unexpected curveballs life throws at you, but you can control how you respond to them. Choose to react with resilience, not with negativity. Third, practice self-compassion. We all make mistakes, right? So be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up over every slip-up instead. Acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Imagine treating a friend who made a mistake the way you sometimes treat yourself. Would you be harsh and critical, or would you offer support and understanding? Number 4. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what's going wrong, but focusing on what's good in your life can make a world of difference. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things: a sunny sky, a good meal, a kind word from a stranger. And finally, remember that setbacks are temporary. Things might feel bleak right now, but remember that this too shall pass. Every challenge you overcome builds your resilience, making you stronger and more capable of handling whatever comes next. Think of it like building muscle. The more you push yourself, the stronger you become. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're giving a big presentation at work. You've practiced, you feel confident, but then you blank. You lose your train of thought, stumble over your words, and suddenly your carefully crafted speech feels like mush. It's embarrassing, it throws you off, and you might even feel like quitting right there. But what if, instead of panicking, you took a deep breath, acknowledged the mistake, and simply said something like, "Okay, let me gather my thoughts for a second," then jumped back in? That's resilience in action. You didn't let the momentary setback derail your entire presentation. You own it, adapted, and kept going. See? Even a failure can be a chance to learn and grow. So remember, building mental strength isn't about avoiding failure, it's about embracing it as a necessary part of the journey. When you view mistakes as opportunities for growth, practice self-compassion, focus on what you can control, cultivate gratitude, and remember that setbacks are temporary, you'll find yourself becoming a true wisdom warrior, someone who thrives even in the face of adversity. This is your call to action. Start practicing these principles today. Reframe those negative thoughts, take control of your reactions, be kind to yourself, appreciate the good things in life, and never give up. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use some extra resilience in their lives. Let's build a community of wisdom warriors together, ready to conquer any challenge that comes our way. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.